Just one important halakha in the laws of berachot. We know that when a person is nehene from reyach, from something that has a good aroma or smell, he has to make a beracha. The beracha, however, varies depending on what he's smelling. We want to discuss today is if a person smells a fruit that has a fragrance to it. So there is a beracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaNoten Reyach Tov BaPerot. It means since it's a fruit, so the fruit has its own beracha, so long as it gives out a smell. Even though the fruit comes from a tree, so you might say, why can't I say Borei Atzei B'Semim? Because it is coming from a tree. So there's a very important Rashba in his Teshuvot, Chelek Aleph Siman Resh Nun Aleph. Well, over there he gives a very important klal when you make Hanoten Reach Tov BePerot, and when you make Borei Atzei B'Semim, or for that matter Borei Esbe B'Semim. And he says, an item that's primary function that you bought it for is for eating, and your intention is to eat, so that's called a peri. And therefore you'd make a noten reach to baperot. Whereas an item that, let's say, the sole reason why you bought it and have it, let's say, is for smelling, then already you can call it besamim, because besamim is something that is for smelling. There already it's not a peri anymore for you, because you didn't buy it for the eating purposes. Once you know this chiluk, we have big nafkaminot. If a person, let's say, technically, on Sukkot, wanted to smell the etrog. So on Sukkot itself, a person should be careful from smelling the etrog, because that's a safek, as we learned. But leave that case. Let's say after Sukkot now, a person has his etrog, and he's not planning on making jelly out of it and hilu like some of the people do. He wants to keep his etrog as long as it has smell, and he's going to use it now for Havdalah. He's going to smell the etrog for Havdalah. According to this Rashba, he has to make Borei Atzei B'Semim, because now it's considered a bosim. Now it's considered fragrant. You're not eating it anymore. So it doesn't have a status of peri. Similarly, some have the custom to take the etrog and they put cloves in the etrog and they smell both the cloves and the etrog. In that case over there, since primarily both the cloves and the etrog is for smelling purposes, the beracha on that item would be Borei Atzei B'Semim. Similarly, when a person has na'na, the mint leaf, that a mint leaf, some people buy it, obviously we buy it, for cooking. We use it in a lot of our foods. In that case over there, it'd be a question, because that's considered now achila, and therefore have a din of peri. Therefore the na'na that you make, Borei Esbeh B'Semim, has to be na'na that is designated specifically for smelling. And that's the same din when it comes to, let's say, cinnamon. Where a person makes the berakha on cinnamon, let's say for Abdallah, normally you'd make Atzei B'Semim on cinnamon, but that's only where you miyahed it specifically for smelling purposes. Once already it's for eating and you're smelling it, then as a din of a peri. And that's the way to be Moshe Levi writes in his Birkat Hashem, and I quote, Perot ha'etz or adama sheyesh bem reyach tov kegon etrog, mango, guava, אם נטלם בידו כדי לענות, if he picked it up to smell, הנותן ריחתו בפירות. ואינו מברך בורי עצי בסמים, או בורי עצי בסמים, כיוון שעומדים לאכילה, since they're standing for eating and not for smelling, they're not considered בסמים. ומכל מקום, אם ייחדו אותם להערכה, but if you designated it for smelling, הרי הם נקראים בסמים. וצריך לברך על דחם בורי עצי בסמים או בורי עצבי. לפיכך אתרוג, like now after the holiday, everybody has the etrog. Well, again, not everybody, but people now that just using the etrog for smelling. Since Similarly writes a few other halachot later. Oh, okay, that's the point for today. And similarly, the case of the etrog with the cloves would also be atzeh b'samim.